The new hybrid company of Henley Street Theater and Richmond Shakespeare are presenting as their entry into the Acts of Faith Festival Ariel Dorfman's troubling and powerful Death and the Maiden. Despite my reservations with Dorfman's script, which has some severe gaps in logic, I cannot deny the intensity of the trio of actors and the overall impact of the production. Often dealing with huge themes, in this case the genocide that ran rampant in this unnamed country, it is best to reduce it to a personal level. Enormity can overwhelm an audience, but by making it about one person whom we can care about, we can then begin to connect with the oppressed and displaced. Husband and wife Gerardo and Paulina, played by David Clark and Katrina Carol Lewis respectively, seem to have the world on a string. After all, he is a highly respected lawyer who has been appointed to a high-profile position on his country's Truth and Reconciliation Committee. Paulina has a tragic past, however, that could, and does, cause a serious issue with that appointment. That issue is Roberto Miranda, played by Christopher Dunn, a mysterious man who may or may not have been responsible for Paulina's torture. There are so many things to like about this production. All three actors are in good form, and it's good to see David Clark in a lead role. He's one of those guys who could slip into just about any role and do a good job. Tennessee Dixon's set leaves a lasting impression. One wall is festooned with clothing representing those who have been kidnapped, tortured, and killed. Of course, the actors never acknowledge the wall, but they are never more than a couple of feet from their country's shameful past. Director Gary Hopper has added some nice touches as well. There's a chilling moment where Paulina watches Roberto through louvered doors, and the effect is disquieting. Paulina is figuratively divided, only half a woman, and since at this time the audience is in the dark about her past, the moment plants questions in our mind. Elizabeth Hopper's costumes are good and do not lock the play into any specific time or place. It's a subtle reminder that this could be our past, our present, or our future. B.J. Wilkinson does an admirable job on the lights, moving us through the twilight and darkness of the night and of the soul. Andrew Craig's sound design is decent, although I think more thunder could have been utilized to set the mood. Dr. Aaron Anderson has contributed some truly frightening stage violence. It's the kind of scene work that grabs you and makes the play upsetting and riveting at the same time. There are some quibbles that I have, like a few inconsistencies in the script and the fact that Paulina is forced into emotional overdrive early on and she's left there for much of the play. Still, they seem minor when compared to the rest of the production. Hopper and company have assembled a startling production that will linger in your memory for some time to come. For 88.9 WCVE, I'm John Porter.